in the battle in your mind of why can't they see it? Why can't they give up their ignorance? Why can't they try harder? Why can't they become just a little more intelligent? If I could do it, why can't they do it? Well, who knows? Maybe someday they will. But for right now, when that's in front of you, what you know for sure is you've gotten beyond that. It would be nice. It would be less frustrating for you if in the face of that ignorance, you could see your own intelligence and be encouraged by it. That at least you aren't in that position anymore and will never be again. And the whole world can be ignorant, but at least you're not one of them.
But then people conceive you as intimidating.
What are you going to do?
You end up being alone.
Maybe. But if the world sees you as intimidating, and of course that's never been the case with me. If the world sees you as intimidating, then you have to try a little bit harder to show the world your softness. And for people like you and me, that's not easy. But you have to try. And when people get to know you a little more, then they see that what they thought was intimidating, the intimidation they felt, wasn't justified. They have to have the chance to know you a little better.
I disagree, because they're mostly ignorant. How can they even realize that?
Because even ignorant people have eyes to see. If they know you a little better, they won't think you're intimidating. It's those that don't know you that think you're intimidating. Once they know you, now maybe you're not letting them get to know you, but if you let them get to know you a little bit, they'll drop that idea. So don't be so hard on them. They can't help their ignorance. And be much kinder to yourself, that at least you're not willing to settle for an ignorant position, that you're striving for more intelligence, more what's real. And yes, it means some people you won't be able to have a meaningful or significant relationship with. They can't meet you where you are. But you can meet anybody, anywhere. There's more to people than their ignorance or their lack of ignorance. You can find other things to love about a person and other ways to connect. But first you have to be a little kinder to yourself. A little more willing to see that even if they think you're intimidating, you know that your heart's more sincere than that. And the intelligent people will see you for who you are. But, you know, I'm just speculating because nobody's ever felt intimidated by my personality. I wouldn't know any of that from experience. All who meet me say, "What a puppy dog."
That's why we are here.
What do you think of, we're talking about being receptive and allowing ourselves to be in that space where...
In fact, don't go further. Once you've said the word allowing, don't go any further. Not even allowing ourselves, not even allowing to be in a space. Just allowing. Nothing else. Allowing. Really receptive means allowing without any qualifications. Without allowing this or that. Just